There it is. Capture this gold. Capture the streaming gold from my mouth.
What?
What?
Wow. Lots of mouth.
I'm not even sure I know what that means.
Better than streaming gold from other places.
Some serious oral fixation today.
Get the guitar.
Me.
Do you want to mix it up? Maybe do a little bit upbeat version?
Are you saying that it's downtrodden?
No,
and sad?
I'm just saying, I don't know. Let's throw a little wrench in the gears. Just try something funky.
Like
do you do like ska?
No.
Okay.
Did we try that already?
I think we did.
Do that.
It was a miserable failure.
It was piss poor.
Yeah. No.
But we can try doing it faster.
Yeah. Do you have to sing it that fast?
When people don't know like you.
That's too fast.
And you tried doing French instead.
Tune in to this podcast.
We are our official friends. It's like we might be giants.
It's not better, but it's over quicker. Yeah, exactly. So there is a positive.
Hey, hi guys.
Everybody.
Hey everybody. Hey, we've got Larry Morgan joining us today.
Yes. That's me.
I'm Andy Chanley. That's Josh Fligger.
I'm Josh.
Mm-hmm. And we seem to be recording. I'm sad that that's become a thing.
Hey, every podcast needs its hook.
Yep.
And ours is the one where you never know.
Ours might be, this is the third attempt.
Well, I mean, the biggest victory would be that you had a podcast with six people in here, and it actually went off without a hitch.
Yes.
Yeah. That was fun.
Which is weird, because when we get two in one room, it never works right.
By the way, I wanted to mention, speaking of recent podcasts and, you know, you guys lamenting the fact that it went from like a full house basically to you guys last time. And I do not ever want to tout myself as some sort of podcast expert. You know, I'm still kind of a novice in the game. I'm mm-hmm. learning a lot about it.
As are we all.
It's the Wild West. But I'm pretty sure that if you really want to come back strong after such a major showing as we had with Mark and Gina mm-hmm. and the whole gang here, that you don't spend 20 minutes talking about printers. I'm just saying. Maybe save that somewhere to it.
Look at this butte over here, huh?
It's gorgeous. Don't get me wrong.
Hey, you know, it's weird. That printer's been around for more episodes than you have so far.
Well, then, it's no wonder you featured it then. I apologize.
Welcome back from New York. First of all, Sam Farmer is on assignment, and we're recording this. This will be published on Thursday, but we're recording this on Saturday.
Today's Sunday.
Welcome on Sunday.
Doesn't matter. It's in the past.
On Sunday.
Mm-hmm. You got to go to work tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're recording this on Sunday, and moments ago, like an hour or so ago, Tiger Woods won the Masters, his first major since, 2008?
His first Masters since 2005, right?
Yeah, the first major tournament since 2008. Yeah. So it's like 11 years, and our Sam Farmer was there covering
it. That's crazy.
It was
such a big deal. I was actually in the airport. You were about to say I was in New York, and we were waiting at JFK yesterday, and there was a screen in there, and we got there nice and early because you never know with JFK how freaking long security is going to be. Mm-hmm. It was 5 minutes. It's never happened. And it's all they could talk about. And he was tied. He was one behind the leader, I guess, yesterday. And it was a tie of like six people, who had a shot at it. But people were just going bananas over it. I mean, I'm curious to see Sam's take on it when he gets back.
Yeah, but it looks like a full return, return to form for Tiger.
You know what else is a full return to form?
It's a beer
it's
episode?
A beer episode.
Yeah!
All right, well done. So
toast Tiger.
I say we're going to start off with the big boy and kick it off because it is baseball season.
Ooh, look at that.
No, can't break that.
L.A. Dodgers Blonde Ale from Golden Road Brewing.
I saw that. I was like, I got to get that, right? It's kicking off the baseball season.
That's beautiful. Yeah. It's a big boy. More than a tall boy. That's a, how many ounces is this, 22?
I don't know.
25 ounces. Yeah. A pint and nine ounces.
What's the alcohol content?
4.8. So this is a nice, beautiful, gentle one to start off with.
Oh, weak like the Dodgers. I'm not going to drink that.
Jesus. Screw that.
Nope.
Who's your team? Giants.
Giants, man.
Oh, they're pretty. I mean, aren't they pretty rough this year?
I'll taste it and I'll spit it out right in your faces if you want.
I didn't know you were a Giants fan.
Yeah.
Lifelong? Or is it just...
Since lived in the Bay Area 1987.
Thanks,
okay. National League Championship Series against... Will Clark up against the Wild Thing, Mitch Williams for the Cubs.
I remember knocking off
pitch after pitch after pitch, going into the stands, pitch. He finally got a single, and Will Clark standing at first base with that black under his eyes, clapped at the bullpen and the dugout and pointed his finger, and I was like, I'm in! never stopped.
A bit more?
No, I'm serious. I'm not going to drink.
Is it like just hurt your hand holding it that close to your face?
Giants have had a weak start, but they've won the last couple of games.
Cheers.
Here's to you, fellas.
Sip it up.
Here's the Tiger.
Boy.
That's not bad.
Really?
Yeah. For a blonde ale?
Mm. Yeah. It's really sweet. It's all right.
Bland to me.
It tastes like, you know what? It tastes like the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I think it's a fine beer.
It tastes like a bland ale, not a
fine beer.
Ale.
It has, it doesn't scurry away from the palate. It's
a good afternoon.
And it's
beer.
It's not.
Yeah.
This would be a good beer to have in the library.
Sometimes blonde ales to me taste a little stale. You know, they have that.
Right.
That what's that crappy beer from Pittsburgh?
Iron Shitty.
No. The
Yingling.
No,
Rolling Rock.
Rolling Rock.
That's from Latrobe.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But it has that, you know, that kind of alang that just kind of gets sour on your tongue. This doesn't. I like
this.
It.
This is nice. I mean,
it's okay.
If you had this in the sun, sitting watching a game, it wouldn't be a bad thing.
You know,
it'd be a delight.
And it's a low alcohol content, so maybe you won't get so drunk that you actually beat up somebody in the stands on the way out.
Or murder them. Jeez. It's a good not murdering beer. like after the Dodgers win, I don't feel like murdering the opponent's team.
You're welcome, Golden Road.
Wow.
Are you a Pirates fan? Do you care about
Yes, I do, but it's hard to care when you just don't invest in your team. And you just, it's like, hey, look at us. We're the New York Yankees farm system.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's basically what it is. I'm not happy with the ownership right now. They let a lot of their stars go, and they haven't which is fine. I understand the logistics of baseball, but if you don't take that money and reinvest in the team, then it's hard to be like, okay, go, yay, guys. You know, it's sad.
Who owns the Pirates? Not that I give a shit.
Bob Nutting.
Oh.
I think they own like some newspapers. I could be wrong, but I think it's Bob Nutting.
Bob Nutting.
Or maybe he's the GM. I don't know.
Screw you, Bob Nutting.
Yeah, the hell with you.
Wow, baseball. I can barely stand watching it on television. Talking about it,
you know what
is a hoot.
But here's what's weird.
I know,
about baseball.
It's no scintillating printer talk.
Here's the weird thing with baseball. Not to cut you off.
Okay.
But you do it all the time, so I don't feel like that. watching a baseball game through the season, like, you know, right now, going in on television and finding a Dodgers game, or I don't care who it is, watching that baseball game, I would seriously rather watch the grass grow.
All right, first of all, though, do you have
there are 180 games. Nobody gives a shit.
Do you have you ever had a favorite team?
Well, that's the thing.
That plays into it.
Indianapolis did not have a professional baseball. Sure, I bet that plays into it. But at one time, my sister lived in Kansas City. It was during the George Brett years. Mm-hmm. I went to a few games in Royal Stadium, and I saw, you know, greatness from him and some of the other players on the team. That was fun. Yes, when you're invested and all of that, great.
Yeah.
But watching one of 160 games, at home, on television, I need a beer that's at least 25 ounces.
All right, well, here's
and some porn on my phone, or I'm going to turn something else on. When it gets down to the playoffs, when it gets down to the series, in September and October, I'm in.
Yeah.
I love it.
That was the point that I was going to bring up. That it's weird how such an uninteresting regular season that you just do not give a shit about, that all of a sudden it becomes October and every pitch is just like riveting, like, oh my God, this is so intense, especially when you
get that way with every sport. For people who don't love that sport or have a team, I mean, it's like I'm not following Giants every game, but I'm I'm checking once in a while. I'm not reading box scores and things like yeah. that. But yeah, even as a Giants fan. But, you know, I'll about the All-Star break, I'll start paying a little right. more attention. But I think that's like that with most sports for most people, unless you are just a rabid. NFL is very different because you got
you
so
only
few
have
16 games,
right.
And it's only one a week, and it's very easy to gear up during the week mm-hmm. for that kind of next one, and you know, a season could turn around with, you know, a couple of wins in a row and the right, you know, combination of losses. I can see where people get really it's easier to follow, and more people can kind of hang with
it's
it.
It's compressed,
and you get
yeah. exactly. There's more angst.
There's
you know,
one good thing about baseball though is you can throw a baseball game on the radio, and just like. Cook dinner or work out in the garage, and that's a great that like have a few beers. That's a great thing to listen to. Yeah. If you listen to your team,
take a charcoal oven into your Taos and light it.
Wow,
you never listened to a baseball game on. Did you listen to a baseball game on the radio when you were kids?
I was not into baseball until that was to Andy's point. I had no investment in baseball at all until I moved to the Bay Area because. Nobody talked about the Rangers. The Astros were miserable. I was growing up in West Texas, and football was all anybody talked right. about. So, yeah, it wasn't until I kind of got in a place where I kind of saw the fans get involved and the city get involved, and they were actually doing well, and it just I got it then. It's kind of like the way I try and explain Bruce Springsteen to people. It's like, okay, right. yeah, all right, maybe you don't like his voice or whatever, but go see him live, and then you'll kind of figure it out.
Well, that was the thing for me with Bruce is, and you and I have something in common with him. We kind of came to him through the same gateway drug, which is the River album.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when Born to Run came out, I was 7.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit.
And I knew the single, you know, was being played on the radio. But
sure.
That's all I knew.
I'd heard a few songs. I heard, you know, this and that. But then when The River came out and I hear all of this different music, you know, on the radio, you hear Hungry Heart and, mm-hmm. and, you know, Cadillac Ranch or whatever. But then my sister has the album. And at that point, I'm 12 and I can get existential angst. and I can see, oh my, when I hear a song like The River and talking about, you know, for my... 15th birthday, I got a union card and a wedding coat. I'm like, oh, God, this sounds awful. And you feel it.
Yeah.
You know, you feel this every bit of it, all these little details, you feel how heavy it is. And that was the intro. Then everything else fell into place behind that. I'm like, I'm a fan of this guy.
Yeah. It took me going to see him. I had an RA who gave me, who was a fanatic. And had a reel-to-reel player with, at the time, Bruce wasn't putting out anything of his live stuff. Mm-hmm. So, but the bootleg economy on Bruce at that time was insane. And people were somehow finding recordings of shows and, you know, getting mixer tapes or whatever. And this my RA had reel-to-reels. He was trying to get me to listen to stuff. And he gave me The River. And I was like, yeah, there's some stuff on here I like. And he was playing the sports arena right across from USC, where mm-hmm. I was going to school. And I bought, like, one of the last remaining tickets of one of the last, how many shows he played? 7 in a row or something like that.
Yeah.
And I bought one of the last tickets for one of the last shows. I got some people to go with me, or they got me to go with them, sitting behind the stage at the show that night. It's one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. By the end, when the lights are up, and I'm sitting behind the stage and it didn't matter.
Right.
Like, oh, wow, he played to that. For sure, but it didn't even matter what I was seeing. By the time the lights are up and we're doing Twist and Shout and everybody up in the place is dancing, it was like, oh, I get it. I totally get it now.
Yeah.
And never look back. Yep. Yeah.
You saw the future of rock and roll. And
I did.
It was Bruce Springsteen.
I wrote about it in the school paper the next day. I used that headline.
Did you really?
Yeah, no, everybody saw it.
You used that headline?
No, I did not.
John Landau's going to come. The ghost of John Landau. Is he still alive? I don't know. It's something else. So I don't know how we got to fucking baseball from that.
Baseball and Springsteen, man. Glory days.
Even throw that speedball by you. Make you feel like a fool,
what
boy.
What the fuck is a speedball? I mean, who plays baseball and says, watch out, I'm throwing a speedball. Give him the old speedball, Mickey. I'll say speedball.
Maybe it's a Jersey thing.
He's throwing down the first finger. I think it's a speedball.
Jesus.
Sorry, Bruce.
Oh, good heavens.
Sounds like something you smoke.
Or inject, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, heavens. You were right. Coming up the, I didn't answer your question earlier. You walked by the another new car in the driveway. You're like, I thought you got a black Prius. Yeah, that one there they did. There was like a little. There was a, some abrasions on the side of it, and they said, "We'll fix all that." So I took it in there and
wait, what the new the your new one?
Yeah,
there was something wrong with it, so they just
Yeah, they were just we'll fix all that. We you know point to it and we'll fix it. And so I said, "All right, no. I'll have you fix it." So I get to pick it up on Monday. So and they gave me this loaner with a full tank of gas.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
You have love
to
that.
Do you have to fill it up on the way back?
I don't know. I'm not going out.
I don't think so.
Just drive around the block till it's on fumes and drop it off.
Try and charge me. Try and charge me for that.
But here is the thing in my life that is causing me the most stress right now. Other than coming up with thousands and thousands of dollars to give the federal government by tomorrow for taxes.
Oh, God.
So the pledge drive at 88.5, you know, where I do afternoons, is underway. Started on Friday. And on Friday at like 6 o'clock or something like that, I get a text. See if I can find this text real quick.
Holding.
Here it is. Here it is. From Juror Services at LAcourt.org. Please check your inbox on the My Jury Duty portal for a message concerning your jury service. Son of a bitch! So here's what happened.
Did you not get something in the mail?
Here's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back up to a year and 2 months ago, 2018, in like March of 2018, I get a jury summons. Here it is. It's right back here.
Oh.
Just conveniently had it sitting right back.
This is it.
Visual aids.
Well, if you look closely, you can see the stains where my teardrops are.
Aww.
So I get this, and I'm like, oh my God, that's the week of the 2018 spring pledge drive, my first pledge drive with the station. I'd just been there a few weeks. And so I delay my jury service. Now, again, being a new employee there, not knowing when they do the fall pledge drive, knowing that I'm probably going to end up having surgery on my hip and all of these different things, I put it off for 12 months. That's, you know, the maximum you can do. So I just like, okay, well, next year I'll know. I'll put this off for 12 months. And that's, you know, because I have no compunction whatsoever about doing jury duty. I think it's your civic duty to go down there and be a jury of someone's peers, especially if they're being tried for public urination.
I'm in.
Also,
I'll just wait for that to sink in.
Yeah.
Anyway, so on Friday, this past Friday, I get that text. Hey, check to see if you're going to jury duty on Monday. I'm like, what?
So they never sent you like another?
Nothing.
I would think that they're going to send you another one. Just
exactly.
As a heads up.
I've slept since then.
They usually
I have fucking slept in the last year. You got to give somebody a heads up of, hey, 3 weeks from now, get ready for your jury. Like,
hey, see you tomorrow.
Yeah. It's like, you can't do that, can you? Apparently
like
they
doing.
Did. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so I don't have to appear on Monday.
Yeah.
Right? I've already know that I don't have to show.
Did you already call in? And okay.
Well, yeah, I checked it online. So I don't have to go on Monday. And this week is when LAUSD is on spring break.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So there may be a chance that lawyers aren't going and judges aren't going to be gung-ho to seat a jury during spring break. No, that's BS?
You would think that they'll seat a jury whenever they want. They don't care.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're gonna have to call every
day. I've got to call. Well, but what I've got to do is call on Monday and say, "Hey, can I do this like next week? Even? I mean, can you put this off by a few days? You can't sandbag somebody like that."
Yeah.
And me not being on the air is potentially going to impact this public radio organization for
you need to play
a
your
long
celebrity
time.
Card. You need to play. No, your celebrity
I, that's
card.
Not. Don't you know who I am?
Right?
They care about that even less.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I would never do that, but I'm happy to do it, but this is really important, you know?
Yeah.
So I've got to try to finagle my way out of it. I've got that stress to friggin' deal with.
One time find somebody nice enough on the phone. And
at the court.
Yeah. it's gonna be a truffle hunt for sure.
I mean, excuse me. I'm sure there are wonderful people down there.
Yeah, see, you're not doing yourself a favor there.
I one time had to serve jury duty on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. The whole day.
On the Wednesday.
They made us sit down at downtown and I'm like, you know, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, right? It's noon. They're not gonna do anything today. And they're like, well, we gotta make sure. So everybody just enjoy your time here.
See, I always pick holiday weeks. I always reschedule it. In fact, I have the same thing going on right now, and I definitely couldn't do it when they were trying to get me to do it. And so I rescheduled it for, not the best timing this time, Memorial Day week, which at least I know is a shorter week. So
right.
I don't have to call until Monday. But I have in the past taken my chances with Thanksgiving week. I've scheduled it for that Monday.
I think that was my theory, too.
No,
maybe.
And they never called me in. They basically dismissed everybody right
away. You think
they'd
be on to that?
Of course. I'm in a different county that doesn't have anywhere near as many, you know, violent crimes.
When I lived in Hollywood, and this is back when I had, like, the big crazy hair and the sideburns and everything, like, back when I was in the band, I would get called to, like, jury duty, like, every 8 months. And I would always go in, like, slightly, like, respectfully disheveled. like I'd make sure my hair was nice and big and the sideburns were all bushy and the mutton chops were bushy, and like I'd wear a shirt that was just barely passable, like, you know what I mean? It was like technically it's a button down, but like maybe one of the buttons was on wrong, or it was like tucked halfway in or something like that. And then like jeans that were like, yeah, they're cleanish, you know what I mean? And then I would just be like, look right on the edge of, I don't know about this guy right now.
Move
here
to dismiss juror number 29.
I literally would be like, okay, the next juror would be juror 17. I'd be like, that's me. And I'd walk up and sit down. And they'd be like, the defense would like to dismiss juror number 17. I'd be like, okay, thank you. And I'm every single time, just all I do is just get up on the chair. They wouldn't even ask me one question. They'd be like, number 17, you're good. Thank you. Thank you for your service. You can go home now.
Go back and catch one detail. Yeah. What holiday week did you schedule your jury service for?
Thanksgiving week. Thanksgiving.
The week of Thanksgiving.
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 What? I still don't even understand what's wrong with that. Thanksgiving.
You can't hear that.
Thanksgiving. You say it. Let's go around the horn. Andy?
Happy Thanksgiving.
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 No, now you're doing it.
Okay, maybe I'm mimicking.
You said
I'm
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. I don't even care. This is the worst.
It's a regional thing. It's pop and soda. It's just, it's what people do.
What did
you
say? Did you say soda?
Oh, yeah. Andy? Yeah, I never said pop.
Soda?
Soda.
I said pop, but I say soda now because I've been.
Sometimes I would say soda pop.
I think we said Coke. And no matter what it was.
Yeah.
It was like, you want a Coke? Yeah, which one? Dr. Pepper? Okay.
Would you like a carbonated beverage?
What happens when you actually wanted a Coke? Did you say, I want a Coke?
When they say which one, you go, you know, Coke.
You're like, Coke, what are you doing?
Do
you guys have sweet tea down there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sweet tea's so good.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, I love sweet tea.
It's cloying and awful. We have sweet tea in Texas so much to the point where I have had to remember when I go in to just kind of, you know, a nice home cooking kind of place, and I order, could I get some iced tea? And yeah, sure. We'll be right back. And I go, wait. Unsweetened, please.
Yeah.
And it's either, oh, really? Okay. Or, we don't have unsweetened tea.
They just don't have it. It's almost thick with sugar. You know what I mean?
Well,
that's the thing. When I was a kid, and the reason I have so many fillings in my teeth is because, you know how you make Kool-Aid, right?
Yeah.
You have a pitcher of, 2 gallons?
Yeah.
And you put in 2 cups of sugar and a packet of the Kool-Aid flavoring, right?
Yeah. That's before it was all combined, right?
Yeah, that's how you make it now. Or then.
Yeah.
And that's how we made iced tea, my brother and I. We would, you know, take a big pitcher and you put in, you know, like four or five tea bags, and you steep that, and then we would put in 2 cups of sugar.
Oh, Jesus.
And stir it up until it all dissolved in there. That was our summer beverage.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kool-Aid.
Go.
There's the segue. This is something that
Larry
would have to...
Did you listen to last week's episode, Larry?
Not all the way through.
Okay, well, then probably, I'm still why you showed up today.
I'm still savoring printer talk. So...
Is there enough room over there? It looks like that's going to fall off the side.
But I was around. I've heard your previous Kool-Aid.
Here, move. You got the bell.
Okay.
Pickle.
Here, put your hand
conversation.
Here,
we've had pickle conversations?
Yes, you had Kool-Aid pickle conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Oh,
lemonade
is this,
pickles.
Is the, oh, this is the challenge
this
you
is
gave
the,
Josh.
This lemonade is the lemonade pickles. Pickle. So this is. No, before you open it. Oh, you got to open it on the mic there. Good. Will it still make the pop?
I don't think because I had to take it. I'd already.
Oh yeah, a little bit.
A little something there.
You want to give it a whiff?
Yeah, I do. It smells like pickles.
Don't spill that in my mixing board.
It just smells.
Oh, it just kind of like pickles. Says, yeah. So, Josh, we were talking about the flavor that works best for Kool-Aid pickles. He has in the past made cherry.
Yes.
It was cherry.
Which you advised to be the best one.
I figured that would probably be the only option. Like, all the other flavors to me seem freaky.
It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It was really pretty good. Right. And we were talking about, my God, this would be good. You know, like you get barbecue and they always have like a grape soda
right there.
That's a good combination, right, that or root beer. And for this, I'm like, I bet lemonade
right would
be a nice mix.
And I went right after the show down the street and bought the stuff. So these have been marinating, I guess, for
a week.
For 1 week exactly. So we don't have a fork. So we just,
do you need one?
We're amongst. No, I don't care. Okay. It's up to you guys. I don't give a shit. You want to grab one?
Yeah. My fingers are clean.
I bet.
Me too.
They've only been in my mouth and my butt. So good, right?
Hey, do you want to grab one?
Same thing with the pickles.
Do you want me to grab yours or are you going to grab it?
Yeah, I'll just grab it.
All right, that's fine. Ooh.
Not that your
that's
mouth,
a nice one.
Not that your mouth and your butt wouldn't be the mine. Okay, are we going to do this at the same time?
Yeah, let me seal these bad boys up. I don't want to be...
It doesn't smell any different than an ordinary dill pickle.
I wonder if we're even going to notice a difference.
I thought maybe this might bring in, you know, like a sweet and sour.
Well, sweetness,
kind of
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I think
we
so.
Ready?
All right, here
we
go.
1, 2, 3.
Oh. Mm. Oh.
That's not bad, right?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, it basically tastes like a sweet gherkin, but with a bit more dill action going on. Oh, wow.
You only get, like, the lemon afterwards, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's there.
Oh, my God. This is, like, something I would go out of my way to make.
You know how much sugar is in this shit? How much? 3/4 cup.
Wait, you add that, too?
Yeah. You got to add, you dump all the juice of the pickle out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you put the Kool-Aid pack in it, and then 3/4 cup of sugar, and, like, whisk it up, and then dump it back in, and then just let it sit there for a week.
This is really good.
This is good.
You know what?
These are
right.
Yeah. Can you imagine this with some, I don't know, with...
beer?
With fish and chips or some...
Yeah.
Some,
or a good deli sandwich.
Yeah.
We'll put the recipe on our newsletter.
Josh.
Gabby, give us some hot wings.
I mean, like, I want a second one.
Hot?
I want a second one. I mean, it has
that. Right now?
I don't know if I want it right now, but just for
I'm not taking them home.
Messiness sake, but
you should have the family try them.
That's pretty good.
Not bad. Wow. What's the next flavor we're trying? Lime.
What do you think about grape?
I think that might be like an Alfred Hitchcock color thing, like the weird purple.
It would put you off, I think, from the visual of it.
It's like dark.
But what did cherry? But cherry must have looked weird.
It did.
It did. Yeah, it definitely did.
Would orange do anything?
Ooh, orange. Pickles.
What is your only cherry's the only thing that you're responding to in this? I mean, that turned out pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, again, the visual on that's really not too much.
Here's what
shove it in your mouth. You're not. You don't have to stare at it all day. There, isolate that for a minute, won't you? And where'd the damn bell go?
Hold on, right. Kool-Aid. Flavors. Here's the Kool-Aid flavor list.
You know, I think
this is what we need.
It's probably going to be weird now, though. It's probably going to be modern weird.
Yeah, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Lime. or some stupid like that.
Here we go.
Or cilantro avocado.
What happens if they have a pickle flavored Kool-Aid?
This is a list of the best Kool-Aid flavors of all time. Ranked. Are you ready?
According to who?
And well, it's according to like thousands of people. People voted and it moved up and down on a list. What's right. one of
Ranker.
Those things? Yeah. That's right, ranker.com.
Mm-hmm.
So, number one. Or should I start down at number 10?
Yeah, start. Should we guess?
Yes, let's guess.
Okay. Let's play. Let's,
yeah, please.
Let's play.
And we're just going to stick to the top 10.
Stop the top 10.
Oh, I'm going to say number one is cherry.
No.
Is cherry in the top 10?
Cherry is, you want to know what number should I just say?
Yes.
It's number six.
Ooh. All right. I'm going to say grape is number one.
Grape Kool-Aid is number two.
Oh.
Tropical Punch.
Number one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Number one. Here's what, Ice Blue Raspberry Ooh. Lemonade is number three.
No, that must be a new school.
Here's one you wouldn't guess. This was around my childhood.
Is orange on
Go
there?
And guess.
Orange.
Orange is, let's see, 10.
Ooh,
oh, okay. Lum, 10.
Lum.
Yeah.
You got your next. So we got cherry, some funky lemonade thing.
Is there a more traditional lemonade Kool-Aid on there? Is there or lemon lime?
Lemonade is number 9.
There we go.
And Soren strawberry lemonade is number 8.
So that leaves how many left?
And number 5 is.
There's too many lemonades.
Pink lemonade.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
So there are lots
Ooh,
of lemonades.
Pink lemonade one would be good with that.
Pink lemonade wouldn't. Yeah, might not be bad. Black cherry lemonade was one from my childhood that I remember.
Yes, that was a good
one. That was one of the later ones.
Well, was it black cherry lemonade or just black cherry?
Oh, black cherry Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
did you guys, have you ever heard of Reamer's Blend? Seriously.
I'm sorry?
Is this stuff, it must be regional. It's called Reamer's Blend in Pennsylvania, and they sell it in these jugs, that like the same jugs you get window washer fluid in, those big like handle jugs,
right?
And it's like this concentrate. I don't even know if they define what fruit it is. It's just like a citrus concentrate, and you're supposed to mix it with like, you know, it's just half and half, and then you like shake it up, and it basically is kind of a Kool-Aid stuff, but it is awesome, and it's this weird regional Reamer's Blend.
With a terrible Reamers. Name. Yeah.
R-H-E-M-E-R-S.
Let me throw out a couple, as I go further down past the 10, let me throw out a couple of flavors that seem to hit me as potential candidates.
Pickle friendly.
All right.
At number 11, watermelon Kool-Aid.
Ah.
I think watermelon might be too mild.
Maybe so. After that, number 12 is...
Yeah, it's not like Kool-Aid to maybe pump up the flavor at all. No, you're right.
Number 12 is Mountain Berry Punch. Here's one.
Mountain
here's
Berry.
One. Judging from our success with this, with the lemonade, Lemon Lime.
Well, this is maybe a subtle difference, Kool-Aid. Though, but yeah.
Sharkleberry Finn. Are you fucking kidding me? Is that a name?
What?
Sharkleberry Finn?
It's one of those Teenage Mutant Ninja ones.
But why go?
Purple Saurus Rex?
Yeah. Now we're getting into Gatorade flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just put a pickle
Peach
in a bottle
mango?
Of Gatorade.
Peach mango? Watermelon cherry.
What about pineapple?
Hmm.
We haven't talked about pineapple on the show in a couple episodes.
Pineapple does not show up on... Oh, yeah. Pineapple. Pina pineapple is number 40 on this list.
Pina pineapple?
Pina pineapple.
How many total flavors are there of Kool-Aid? I mean, it sounds like there's a whole section of the grocery store. There's only really like four.
Well,
or five,
they must
right?
have cycled through. I mean, there's, you know, trying to reinvent and always come up with something. It's like, especially some of those.
There are
oh my
65.
God, I just remembered something.
65 on this list. You know what number 65 is? The absolute worst.
Turd.
You had this, I bet. I remember having this.
Yeah.
Cola.
No.
Oh God.
Cola,
yeah.
Cola Kool-Aid.
Cola Kool-Aid.
Oh my God! I gotta try that.
It was nasty.
Ugh, cola.
Yeah. Imagine drinking an ice-cold Coca-Cola with no carbonation.
Well, remember, I mean, when I would go... when I would walk down to the...
Why would you say Kool-Aid-flavored cola? It's like, hey, we have this great turkey-flavored steak. You got to try it. It's like, what the hell? You just buy Coke.
Well, that's what the choices were always at the 7... I would walk through the 7-Eleven, hot summer day, you get my Icy. It was before Slurpee was a thing. Yeah. It was Icy.
Well, there's three. There's Icy, Slurpee, and then... What was the dog's one? Dog's the Icy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then Slurpee and a Slushy.
Slushy, right. Now, we had Icy at the 7-Eleven, and they always had two flavors, and one of them was always like,
red.
You know, black cherry or red or and something, cola. And the other was always cola.
I used to really like frozen Coke. They had that at Kmart.
What
would you do? Just... lick it like a lot, like popsicle.
No, you had a straw. It was one of those straws. It was red and white striped straws with a little spoon at the end
of it. Yeah, you still have that.
And you'd suck on it until you got a pebble of ice in there that caved in the side of your head as you tried to suck.
Like you feel your temples going in when you're trying to suck. It's like when you're trying to drink like a McDonald's milkshake and you're just like. Then you can see it slowly moving up the straw. And you're like, I've been here for 30 minutes. My head hurts. I'm tired.
Then you got to pull that out and retrieve whatever chunk is in the end of it.
Yep. Did you ever drink? Do you remember Little Huggies?
The beer?
No.
Diaper?
The little plastic barrels with the foil top. And then you would just poke the straw right through them.
Oh,
and they had like, there was like a grape and cherry. They were like 5 cents a piece.
They looked like grenades.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they had like a pina colada one. It was so good. My mom would buy those things and she'd get like a dozen of them. There'd always be this one nasty ass pina colada one.
What about the paraffin things
bottles?
Yeah, the bottles. You would buy it off and they'd have different flavors.
Right. The wax lips were made of the same substance. But anything that's like been formed by paraffin that you're drinking out of.
Oh, God.
I grew up with candy cigarettes.
I was just about to say candy cigarettes. Oh, wait, which one? There was the kinds? There was the ones that actually came into the pack that looked like Pall Malls, except they're like called Pall Malls or something.
Right, exactly.
And then there was the ones that were gum. They might be a little bit beyond your time.
The bigger ones?
Yeah.
The cigars?
No. These were actually looked like cigarettes, right? They had paper wrapped around them, but they were gum.
And you blew through them and the smoke came out?
Exactly. Yeah. There was like a little vein of air or something, so you blow out and it looked like smoke had come out, so you could look like a cool 5-year-old smoking cigarettes.
I wonder why I smoke cigarettes for 13 years.
Jesus.
We have a couple of phone calls to get through.
Do we want to crack another beer?
I think it's time to crack another beer.
Yeah.
Totally. Was there anything online?
Where can I dump that?
Bend over and I'll show you.
Hey, what?
What?
Dump it in here. I'll drink it. Okay. You don't got botulism, do you?
Oh, probably not.
All right.
You got a little Kool-Aid pickle backwash
What's
in
this?
That. But,
ooh, this looks...
What's going on here?
This looks horrible.
Hey, that is a $9 can of beer.
Is it really?
That's half of what I bought.
Oh, God. It's 10.5% alcohol.
Oh, jeez.
This sounds like something you order at Starbucks.
Tell
you ready
the kids
for this?
What it is.
It is Avery Brewings from Boulder, Colorado. Barrel-aged vanilla bean stout. Bourbon barrel-aged stout.
Wow.
Stout, a lot of flavors, huh?
Stout with whole vanilla beans.
And
whole vanilla beans are
in there?
And stout.
Be.
Stout
cost me $9.
God.
Stout's usually not that alcoholic either.
That was a thick crack. Oh, that's what she said.
All right.
Here you go.
Ooh. Looks like some aunt. You're just pouring Aunt Jemima into my glass.
Oh, there you go. Larry Hemier.
I just want the tiniest taste of that. That's it.
Kind of got a paint thinner smell.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 10.5% alcohol. Oh, that'll take the top off your brain.
What's the name of the fine brewery we're touting
Avery.
Here?
Avery Brewing. Let's see. Age to enjoy every day.
A lot of flavors going on this episode. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's take a sip.
That is freaking delicious.
The first note is amazing.
Oh, my God.
No, it's nice. And by the way, it doesn't taste like 10.5% alcohol.
You know what she said when I was buying it? She said if you really want to try this right way, is dump this over a thing of ice cream.
I was just going to say, this is what you make a float with, beer float with, right?
Like like a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Just it is. Man. It's a really smooth, like
really
a porter,
good.
Right? It's a really smooth beer.
You can smell the alcohol.
I wouldn't
content.
Drink more than one of these, but these would be great. This is a good dessert beer.
Looking down at the top of my glass, this looks like a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
it has a great body. Yeah.
I was just about to propose a motion that we ban Josh from ever buying the beer again, but I think he redeemed himself.
See,
on
this. I gotta keep you guys on edge. You never know what you're gonna get. I figure I'm gonna give these guys some lemonade pickles. I gotta get them actually some good beer. Right, I'm not gonna come in with a can of Schlitz.
But this was, I think this was three hits.
Yeah, that, totally.
You got
totally
on base with all these with me.
I went with the theme beer. I didn't know Larry was a Giants
fan. Pain in the ass?
Yeah, that too. Well, I did know that.
All right.
But yeah.
You've redeemed yourself.
Thank you. I'm back.
Tell us about New York City, your mm-hmm. exploits. Anything wonderful happened to you?
Why were? Did
What's
were
the best thing that happened
it
to you?
It was, it's all gushy. We got to see our son. We used to go and visit him when he was going to BU in Boston. We would meet him for Thanksgiving in New York because it was too much for him to fly back for Thanksgiving and then fly back for Christmas. So we'd go see him and he'd take the bus down.
Thanksgiving.
And so it's been a while since we visited, and I used to travel there all the time, and I don't that much anymore. There's not any reason for me to be in New York. So we just thought it was going to be a little time off. He hasn't had a break because he's working on his music, and he's just going hot and heavy, and he thought he'd take a little break. So we got a little place in Chelsea that we rented off Airbnb. It was awesome. Great neighborhood. The weather was, you know, mild and lovely, and we just kind of did... We just kind of ate and enjoyed the city. We went to the Whitney Museum, looked at some modern art. I can't even tell you. Oh, we went and saw live jazz one night. That was just one of those things I like to do in New York. A place called the Jazz Standard, the SF Jazz Collective. Went all the way to New York to see a San Francisco group play jazz. Why not? They did some Miles Davis.
What was the best thing you ate?
Lots of really good fresh. There were some freaking great oysters.
Oh.
Our anniversary was Friday night. We were there to celebrate our
anniversary. Oh, hey, happy anniversary.
Thank you. And Friday night was the night, and we got these amazing oysters.
How many years now?
32.
Wow. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thanks, guys. So I would say that was the best. It was that we just had a lovely time with our son. I don't have a great story, a good story, or nothing. I'm trying to figure out if there's anything that was worth telling you about.
But you had a good time.
Yeah, we had a fantastic time.
That's the takeaway.
One of the things I'll say about New York is that around the time you kind of get over the fact that, you know, some of the stereotypes of people there or whatever, this, you know, the sounds of certain accents, you know, mm-hmm. more and more those are starting to disappear. The used to be where the boroughs would be very distinct. Like even a Brooklyn New York accent is different than a Staten Island New York accent,
a
Jersey
accent
or Queens or whatever. And just about the time you think, you know, that they're starting to fade. You know, even like the Pittsburgh accent is probably, you know, you don't hear it as much anymore. We were at an Indian place on Lexington before we saw the jazz, and this couple sits down, and it was like Bernie Sanders was was talking to a female Bernie Sanders. So what are you going to get? What are you going to get? Are you going to get? What are you going to get? Don't tell you. I don't.
The fish.
Don't do it. The lamb vindaloo.
Like
is the lamb vindaloo good? And it was. It was. It was a freaking Seinfeld episode. And she was like, I don't want that much sauce. And I said, don't take away my sauce. Don't let her take away my sauce. So the guy is arguing with the server as much as he's arguing with his wife. And I get the feeling they have been married for a long time, and this is the exact same conversation they have every time.
That's literally
they
just how they talk.
Yeah,
it's like, this isn't an argument. This is just them talking.
It's one of those things you kind of have to get used to. It's like, oh no, they're not about to get in a big fight, and he's going to walk out. This is every conversation they have about food.
I think they're at the beginning of When Harry Met Sally, or the end of it. You know, the little interstitial older people talking about being young.
Right.
I walked up 8 more flights of stairs. He did. He went up 8 more flights of stairs.
Charlotte and I are starting to do that thing that my grandparents always did, is that when we tell a story together, we're trying to conjure up too much detail for anybody else who's listening. And I'm conscious of it now, but I know at some point I'll just delve into it.
You get to the point where you guys actually start laughing at the punchline or whatever, like way before it's even come out yet.
Well,
you're already laughing hysterically at each other.
Well, it's like, here are the basics of the story. The story is this, we did this, we went there, we saw this, and we went, oh my gosh. But somewhere in between there, it's like, so the last time we went to New York, when was it? Was that 98? I mean, when was it? Was it the time that we went to see
Alex. It was the time he got the oysters. Remember the oysters?
But was it the one where Alex was doing the showcase, or was it? No. He did that in those things. Where people listening to the story don't give a crap about
those
details.
I already checked out.
But you're just sitting there trying to kind of place it in time so you don't feel like you're losing your entire freaking memory.
Exactly.
We're starting to do
and
that.
And yet nothing really sticks out of memory. That's a shocker. Sorry.
I'm just saying we had a lovely, pleasant time.
Hey, my wife told me, she told me a great joke today. And she wanted,
Good joke today?
She dedicated it to you. She said, pass that one on to Andy. So I'm going to tell you the joke.
All right,
Larry, since you're the movie guy, have you seen the movie Constipated?
No.
That's because it hasn't come out yet. And then she told me that, and I stared at her stone face, and she said, go ahead and give that one to your buddy Andy.
Jesus. There you go.
Thanks for that.
She's like, that's a good dad joke.
Hey, you want to use that for the pledge drive. You'll get a little extra scratch out of that.
Yeah. My father-in-law bought Silas, my 8-year-old, a knock-knock joke book.
Oh, no.
These are piss-poor knock-knock jokes. They're just not good. Here's the thing.
And is he trying them on you constantly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course.
He loves them and is. I thought I raised the knock knock joke to a new level a few years ago when he first got into them.
Uh huh.
You remember the ones that I came up with, right?
Not at all.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah, Josh just said it.
You got to say it loud. Benjamin. Well, what are you, the former prime minister of Israel?
Not former.
Well, he's. Oh, yeah, now he's going to. He got a fifth term, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Re-elected. Yeah.
But knock, knock.
Topical. Can't even get the
knock, knock.
Who's there?
Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu.
What are you, a shrine in the Andes Mountains?
We've done these already.
Knock, knock.
No, I don't want to do it again.
Anyway, the ones that are in this book are pathetic. Oh. It's like. They you can't use the word knock knock in the punchline to a knock knock joke. It's like knock knock.
Who's there?
You can't even do that.
I can't think of that.
Should we invite Silas to come in?
Yeah, can we get him to tell one of your horrible knock knock jokes?
I'm trying to think of one that's not been told. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange you're tired of hearing right. These knock-knock jokes. That kind of shit.
Yeah.
Where you use the term knock-knock in the punchline for it.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
You know my favorite one, right?
Knock-knock. Here's another. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Ida.
Ida who?
Well, I was going to tell you a different kind of joke, but Ida, not remembered it. That kind of shit. The Ida has to be the first thing.
He's so angry.
It has to be the first thing in the answer, and you can't use knock knock joke
Owen's,
in the answer.
Owen's the best one. Was he would just make the shit up. It didn't even make sense. He'd just go his very first joke. He's like, "Daddy, knock knock." I'd be like, "Who's there?" And he's like, "Banana pants." And then he'd just start laughing. I'd be like, "Knock knock. Who's there?" Banana pants. And he'd just run away. He told that one for a year.
Pants?
Yeah, banana pants.
Way stronger than Netanyahu, I'm telling you.
The former.
Some people are jealous. You can just tell. You can hear the jealousy.
all right, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Smell mop.
Smell mop poo?
I'm not smelling your poo. I already told that one before.
Wow. I don't know.
That was better than Netanyahu. Netanyahu. Go ahead.
You know my favorite knock, knock joke. Start it.
I think we've went way too far with these. I apologize to everybody listening for all these knock-knock jokes.
And
this will undoubtedly be the last one. Can we all promise
yes,
that?
Yes, this will be the last one.
Sure.
Okay. Start it.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
I don't understand.
Why did you fall for that?
I was...
what?
That was terrible.
That made my day.
The only one that's ever made me laugh is Interrupting Cal. That's the only one.
That's
the only one I've ever liked.
Oh, and that one, that's a crowd
would you care
pleaser.
To tell it? You can't tease we a already, joke.
Everybody
say.
Knows
we
the
already said
Cal.
that was the last one.
Yep.
So you'll never tell it?
I won't.
Nope.
People are going to stop you on the street.
It's pristine.
Saying, hey, tell me the Interrupting
I got a different one.
What is it?
Knock, knock.
I thought
who's there?
Fuck.
Fuck this joke.
Fuck who?
Fuck you too.
Should we go to line?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The phone number, if you had anything, any comments.
I got one. Go ahead.
By all means, get those ready. Have them holstered.
Okay. I got one chambered.
Phone number is 626-657-6428. That is our YAF line. 626-657-6428. It spells something. Oh, a muck PM hat.
I want to dump this beer on some waffles. Wouldn't that be good? Like a nice, take a nice crispy waffle and then dip it in like you're dunking cookies and milk, except you're dunking.
When's the last time you had a really good blood workup? Like a full physical, Josh.
I'm it's curious. Been a while.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Just, I'm worried about you, man.
But I look good, right?
As no, you look great.
Okay, good. That's all it matters.
Speaking of waffles, before I get to the phone calls, Vivian. She's not feeling well right now, so she's kind of under the weather. She's, you know...
I just got over something.
She's, you know, cranky.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I have sympathy for that. But just really pissy this morning. And she was kicking me in the head all night. She came in the middle of the night not feeling good, and she was, you know... She refused to take cough medicine. She's coughing her head off, so I can't sleep. I'm getting kicked. And then I get up and I'm making breakfast, and everybody else decides I'm going to make waffles. And she has a fit wanting pancakes because she wanted a kitty pancake.
Mm.
Kitty.
Oh, you mean like a cat?
Meow, meow. Yeah. And I've done those in the past. I made a Hello Kitty, you know, pancake.
Wow, you're a heck of a dad.
So I'm making this shit, and she's like having a crying jag because I made these waffles instead of pancakes and so forth. So I proceed to take a waffle and conjure a cat out of it. Have a look at that.
Oh, that was great. Yeah,
right?
That's good. You know what I would have done?
I Instagrammed it. If you go look at me on Instagram, it's Andy Chanley on Instagram. You'll see the picture of it. I thought I did a respectable job
that's
of making a cat.
Better than what I would have done. What I was going to do is just make a waffle and then get scissors and just cut a cat head out of the waffle.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you could do that.
That's what I thought you would do.
But
that's even better.
She wouldn't have.
Well, let's just.
She was freaked out by the eyes.
She was freaked out by the eyes.
So what he did is he took a half of a circle, right,
mm-hmm.
and then cut that in half, and then put them together, like twisted them around.
Yeah, I made the ears and then a chin.
These are listeners; they can't picture.
But they can look on Instagram and they can see a picture of
them. Yeah, but then they got to follow you.
I know. See, that was the trick. That was what I was going after.
That is quite ingenious, my friend.
Thank you. I thought that was great. She fucking hated it.
Yeah. God, she's sick.
Philistines.
Anyway, any voicemails?
Yeah, we got a couple of voicemails we should go to from the YAF line. Again, 626-657-6428. This is, I believe, Michael.
Hey there, Yappers. This is Michael from Whittier calling. I just listened to your St. Patrick's episode, and I don't know, I haven't gotten to the other ones since then, but I wanted to point out to Andy that you guys forgot to record or didn't record, and it coincided with Mercury in retrograde. And as somebody who studied astrophysics in college, I don't put much weight into astrology, but ever since listening to this podcast, I have paid attention to when that occurs, kind of similar to Andy, and it has been interesting to see some of the stuff that crops up during that time frame. Anyway, looking forward to more podcasts to come and hopefully getting the whole gang in there, and also wanted to drop in there that I recommend you guys check out the Dudes Brewing if you haven't yet. They're local. They just opened one up in the valley, so you guys should really check that out too. Alright, talk to you later.
Cool.
The Dudes Brewers.
You know what we need to do is we need to do a podcast from a brewery, a local brewery.
Right. We need a brewery to listen, if you have a brewery, right? If you have a brewery and you want a couple few thousand people to hear every week about your beer and how wonderful it is, I will be your whore.
Mm-hmm.
We will verbally suck you off every single week.
Jeez.
for just I'm talking for free beer and just a little bit of cash.
At least
just
verbally.
A little bit of cash.
At least verbally.
And can I recommend making a cola flavored beer?
Please do not let Josh Fliger in the test kitchen. And
also, that also goes out for people that make jerky.
Yes, jerky and beer. That's a great.
Seriously,
I would get paid in jerky and beer.
And we officially just changed the name of this podcast. I think, did we? Let's get paid in jerky and beer.
That's pretty good. Anyway, if you think I'm lying, call me up.
Yeah.
Reach out. I'm deadly serious. We need to have a sponsor of this thing. And I will, for alcohol? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm your prostitute.
We'll do that. Absolutely.
It's weird what we'll do for alcohol, right?
It is true.
My wife asked me to clean up the floor, and I start bitching, but yeah, I'll do whatever I can for a can of beer.
I got another call here. Should we get to it?
Yeah.
Last call.
Hey, Yappers. This is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon. Today I fixed a washed-out driveway. We have a lot of flooding in this part of the world. Hey, the RG episodes were freaking awesome. And Shed Talk to boot. Talk to you later.
Jeez.
Hey, he wished me happy birthday, and that was one of the best parts of my best parts of the day.
Low Energy Mike.
Low Energy Mike. L-E-M. Lem.
It's good stuff.
Oh, I got an email.
Oh, share.
Excellent.
First he wished me a happy birthday, email me. This is from Mike Nunya, which I assume his last name is Nunya Business. But
knock, knock.
He said, I just listened to the podcast where Asshat Andy showed you a picture of his hairball and you proceed to gag at your wedding room hairball story. I haven't laughed that hard in weeks. Listen to you try to tell your story. And he recommended to try Old Chico by Sierra Nevada, which I tried to find today but couldn't find. So I'm going to put that one on the list. He made the list.
Nice.
Beers to drink.
Yeah, your gagging story is immediately legendary in the lore of Yaff Podcast. Just in general.
I don't even want to bring him up.
It's going to start again.
Here's the thing. Here's why we have to have a live podcast.
Yes.
Why we've got to get people together at least once to do this, because you have to see. You have to see, as well as hear, the gag reflex.
Starting to water.
It's
we're not even talking about anything.
You know what Owen did the other day?
What?
He's walking the dog, Charlie. He's this little fat dog, right? His legs are like 4 inches long, and he weighs like 40 pounds. And he's walking along in the grass, and it's me and Owen, and the dog stops and starts taking a crap, right? Owen gets down on all fours. Is staring at it and screams, "It's coming out, Dad!" And he is just staring at it like oh, it's everything. He's like making sure everything's coming out great. He's like, "It's all good. It's going good." And then he's like, "Okay, it's all good." I'm like, oh, my son.
That's great.
I think you've got a project foreman in the works there.
Yeah, gagging stories.
Do your dogs orient their bodies north-south when they poop? I've heard that. That's a thing?
It is.
But it doesn't seem to be a thing.
Say it's a thing, I don't think it's a thing.
I haven't seen it be a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dogs will orient their bodies.
I'm going to dutifully pay attention to their
magnetic
crapping,
north when they poop. Up.
No, we had a dog who didn't orient himself in one particular way. He was a whirling dervish. It was, I'm going to circle.
And
I don't want to. I don't want to be right over the place. So it was just like a trail, and it would spiral, and you're having to kind of dangle the leash over his head like you're doing some sort of crazy tropical dance with it or something. It's like, just pick a spot.
Did I ever tell you a story about my dog Jimmy, the old Papillon I used to have?
I don't know.
He had they're like long haired dog. He had long hair on his ass, right? And if you didn't trim it all the time, it would get like crazy long.
Oh, hear you.
And one time, and he I've been there.
Sorry.
And he used to run up along the back of the couch, like up on top of the back of the couch, right? He was one of those where he would just run everywhere.
Sure.
And one time he had the shits. Okay? And we were like, I was gone. And we must have had shits in the middle of the day. And He jumped up. I came home and he came running up and just ran back and forth on the top of the couch.
Like a big paint,
and it was like a Jackson Pollock painting of shit along the white wall on the back of our couch. And I just was like, I just ran out of the room. Like the Kool-Aid man. I was just like, no. But yeah, it was, and Cindy wasn't coming home for hours, so I had to clean it up. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm getting better with that now.
No,
I'm getting better. Yeah. If I
we'll find a way to make it.
When I pick up the dog poo though, I have to I have to physically get prepared for it.
Yeah.
And I like close my nasal passages so I can't smell anything. And then if I pick it up and if it's super warm and creamy, then I'm like, I like have to. if it's solid, I'm good. You know what I mean? If it's solid, I'm like, I'm all right. But when I'm like, and then if I grab it and it keeps falling out and I'm just like picking it up, and then it's like sticking to the grass, and all of a sudden now it's turning into a battle. Then I start to get a little eye watery, and the dogs are pulling, and then I'll pull this thing up. And I tie it off, right? And then sure enough, like 10 minutes later, somehow a little whiff of poo comes out of that bag. Every time. I'll just be like, the dog's having crap in like 10 minutes and I'm still smelling poo. Where, I don't know where that comes from. And then I'll start gagging while I'm walking. I have the lightest gag reflex of all time. I can't brush my teeth without me sound like I'm ready to throw up. I'm just like,
No blowies from Josh.
Nope.
Well, God. We ended on a high note at least.
Eyes watering again.
Larry, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, you know,
Between your legs?
Never not funny. Let's see. On Instagram, the Larry Morgan is a good place to find me. Check it out.
Josh?
JoshuaJFlinger@gmail.com.
You want to tell people?
I'm glad you asked, Larry. Thank you. On Instagram, it's Andy Chanley. On Facebook, it's DJ Andy Chanley. And on Twitter, it's Andy_Chanley.
It's like a dedicated segment.
I like to keep them separate. Well, they all weren't available, goddammit.
The last 15 minutes of the show are going to be Andy's handles.
Andy's handles.
Yep, it's Andy's handles.
Got your handle. Yeah. Good to see you, fellas.
Nice to see back you. At you.
It was fun.
Let's do it again sometime.
Okay.
When the people that you know don't like you,
must be.
And you treasure friendships, and tune into this podcast, where you're artificial friends.
That was painless.
Yeah,
no, for you.